Well, hey everyone, hope you're doing well, and welcome to The Drive. We have been talking about Christianity. We talked about on Monday. Tuesday, we talked about the Father. Wednesday, we talked about the Son, and today, Thursday, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, all the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And actually, been going through Ephesians, or went through Ephesians at church, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21, or 18 to 21, and verse 18 was talking about being filled with the Spirit. And there's a few results of being filled with the Spirit, as we see in verse 19, 20, and 21. One of the results is praise. A natural outflow of being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, is praise and worship. Another result of being filled by the Spirit is gratefulness or thankfulness. And another one is submitting to one another. But there are many. That's not an extensive list there. There are many results of being filled with the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, gives us peace. I mean, I would recommend, honestly, because really we only have 10 minutes here, I would recommend doing a study on your own about what the actions of the Holy Spirit and the result of being led and filled by the Spirit. I mean, there's a plethora of things that, I mean, a whole huge, gigantic list of results of being filled and led by the Holy Spirit. So I'd highly recommend that study. But the Holy Spirit really empowers us to live the Christian life. And one of the best demonstrations of that in the Bible, I believe, is in the Gospels, where Jesus goes to the Jordan and is baptized by John the Baptist, as was prophesied, and he's filled. The Holy Spirit falls upon Jesus, and from that point on is when his earthly ministry truly, like, starts. I mean, for three and a half years, Jesus just ministered by the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. And one of the interesting things about the Holy Spirit is that once Jesus was filled with it, that's exactly when he was led into the wilderness or the desert to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And the language there, it's not just talking about being tempted three times, although we see three specific temptations of the enemy towards Jesus. But the idea there is to be continually tempted. Like, Jesus was continually tempted over and over and over again, more than those three times, but those three times are just listed for us, you know, to realize what we're up against. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's why those three are mentioned. But he was continually tempted, not just a few times and then quit. Like, it was a continual temptation by the enemy. And here's the thing. Jesus used God's word as a weapon to fight against that, right? But at the same time, we can't discount the fact that Jesus was filled with the Spirit and therefore was able to resist the wiles of the enemy. So in that sense, the Holy Spirit is our protection, our strength when we feel weak. Because remember, Jesus hadn't eaten for 40 days and 40 nights. He was weak. How many of us know we don't eat for a whole day? We feel weak. Or for those of us who fast a few days, a week, couple weeks, whatever the length of time, you get weak. And then you have to depend upon the Lord's strength. And so the Holy Spirit fell upon Jesus and gave him the protection and the power to resist the enemy's tactics. Same thing for us, guys. The Holy Spirit is our strength. That's why... And our wisdom. I mean, there's a whole list. I mean, when I'm counseling people, you know, as a pastor, if people want to meet and want counseling, it's a certain issue, and they tell me something that I'm like, I have no experience with that. Like, I'm thinking this, right? I've never gone through that, so I'm not really sure what to say. But I'm always praying that, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Give me the wisdom I need to give them the scripture that they need. Because it's true, we haven't been through every single thing in this life. We hear some stories and we're like, wow, I can't imagine that. And people probably hear our stories and they're like, wow, I can't imagine that about us. But we have to remember and realize that Holy Spirit is our strength. And when I'm in those counseling sessions, I pray for wisdom. And every single time God gives me a verse or verses or wisdom from him to be able to relay to the people, to encourage them exactly where they're at. The Holy Spirit gives discernment, gives wisdom, gives protection. So many amazing activities of the Holy Spirit for the believer's life. That's why we cannot leave. I think the Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity who is mostly neglected. And I think it ought not be so, because the power that we have to live the Christian life and to minister in His name is found by being filled and led and controlled by the Holy Spirit. So that's the question for us. Are we being filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit? Are we depending upon the Spirit for rest in our hearts and strength to live this life day by day? I want to be led by the Spirit, don't you? I love what Paul says in Ephesians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit so as not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. They battle. He goes on to talk about the fact that they're battling against one another. The flesh and the spirit are in a constant battle. And so we have to constantly die to ourselves and crucify our flesh in that sense to be able to walk and live in the Spirit. Because this life is more about what you see. This life is about the spiritual. And I think when we realize and recognize that, we'll be strengthened and we'll be able to live this life as believers with fervor and endurance, you see. Be led by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, guided by the Spirit. And then you will not let those temptations overtake you. You will not let the difficulties of life overwhelm you. But you'll be guided by Him who gives you strength. The Holy Spirit is a person, the person of the third person of the Trinity. It's not a thing, it's not a force, but it's a person. It's part of the Godhead. And again, that's a different podcast, the Trinity. But we got to be led by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit, protected by the Spirit. Be aware. I mean, every day I try to pray that God would fill me with His Spirit to be able to live a life pleasing to Him, well-pleasing to Him, because it's about Him, it's for Him, and it's from Him. You see, part of the ways that we're equipped to disciple is to be filled with the Spirit. Part of the way that we're equipped to be able to handle the jobs that God's given us in the secular world is by the power of the Spirit. Part of the way that we're able to live in marriage, in cohesion and strength, to be led by the Spirit. Part of the way we can lead our kids in parenting and raise them in a godly way is to be led by the Spirit. You see, that's the pattern. That is the pattern. To be led by the Spirit, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, to be filled, another translation is controlled by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is not going to lead you into a place to discourage you. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you to places that God can grow you, refine you, and give you encouragement. To be led by the Spirit is to know the right way to go. To be led by the Spirit is not to be confused or lost or gone astray. To be led by the Spirit is to be guided on the right path, in the right way, for the right reasons. So pray, I would just say, constantly lean upon the Holy Spirit. Let Him guide you into all truth. Let Him guide you so you can resist temptation. Let Him guide you so the enemy will not get a foothold in your heart or your life. Let Him guide you beside the still waters when it feels like life is stressful and chaotic. And out of control, let the Spirit bring you back to the place where you're at rest and peace, because you know that the Lord is with you all the time. Let the Holy Spirit guide you, lead you, bless you, protect you. Honestly, guys, I'm not even joking. Like, I would say do a study on the Holy Spirit about the results of being filled and led by the Spirit, and man, you will be blessed. You'll realize how critical it is to lean upon and be filled with and be led by the Holy Spirit. So good. So good. So guys, we had Christianity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we'll have our last message on this talk tomorrow. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing and awesome day. Talk to you next time.